The first of the two Mishnayos on Amud Beis of Beis. Over the Fnei Teva, the Yom Tov Shavu Shoshana, Hasheni Maskiya. So the Tzkiyos HaSeda HaBrochos are integrated into Musaf, the second of the two who serve Shliach Tzibur. V'shas HaHalel, and on days when there's Halel, HaRishon Makriyas HaHalel. Halel is appended to Tefillah Shachris. The Gemara is Medayek, Mitzikomet B'shas HaHalel, Echad Rosh Hashanah Lek HaHalel. It doesn't say HaRishon Makri, it says B'shas HaHalel. So in Rosh Hashanah there's no Halel. My timer, on Yom Tov there's Halel. So why is there no Halel in Rosh Hashanah? Amar V'yabar, Amar Malachi Asher Tzvei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yibano Shal Olam, Mibnei Ma In Yisrael Amrim Shir Lefanecha Rosh Hashanah V'yom Kippur. Amar Lahem, Efshar Melech Yosher V'kisei Din, V'sifrei Chayim V'sifrei Mesim Suchan Lefanah V'Yisrael Amrim Shir. The Rambam in Perash Mishnayos, if you have, take a look. It's a very powerful elaboration of Rabbi Yavel. But Umbro, Ubishasa Halel, Lefish Lahoyu Koran Halel, Lobi Rosh Hashanah, Lobi Yom Kippur, Lefishahim Yimei. Avoda v'hachna'a U'pachad u'mora me'hashem V'yira mimenu U'mivrach u'monos elav U'tshuva v'tachanunim U'bakosha kaparu u'slicha V'chal elu ha'inyanim Eino hogun haschok v'hasimcha. The pachad, the mora, the yira, inhibits simcha. From the Lashon HaRam in Perash Mishnayos, one would get the impression that it precludes and eliminates simcha. Ram in Hilchos Chanukah is not like that. Ram in Hilchos Chanukah just subdues the simcha. It doesn't eliminate the simcha. Pachad, Mora, Yira, Mivrach. The translation, as it appears here, and then the standard translation, so umivrach umonos elav. Mivrach means to run away, right? Monos means to run to, right? Be'ir mikvah, v'nos el achas min ha'orim ha'el v'choy. So the it's Yadua B'Shem Rebelvo, I heard it initially from my father, who was Mechavan to the same thing. But the Rambam here is mirroring a line in Ibn Gabirol has a piyut, which appears in the Sfar, the Seder HaTfilah, the Yom HaKippurim, and where he writes, Evrach Mimcha Elecha. Moshe Ibn Gabriel writes, I flee from you to you. On the one hand, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awesomeness, and especially on the Yom HaDin, when, as it were, it's accentuated, so a person's instinct is to run away. The Rambam describes Yira as Miyadu Nir Tala Achorav, that a person recoils. But that's what Ibn Gabil says. But we recognize that A, one can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and B, whatever the tzara is that a person has, so adrabah, our refuge is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So evach mimcha elecha. And the way you have the translation here, so the Rambam seems to be really drawing upon that and directly mirroring it. Umbivach umanos elof. Al kolponim, the character of the day is clear in Hilchos Chanukah. So the Rambam's lashon is not nearly as elaborate as he has it here. In Parag Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, so אבל ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים אין בהן הלל לפי שהן ימי תשובה וירא ופחד. That's מחד גיסא. ואידת גיסא, the Rosh famously, again, this is the Rosh at the very end of the Rosh and Rosh Hashanah, it's in the context of where he's discussing a practice that the Gaonim already debated, whether or not it's appropriate, permissible, or prohibited to fast in Rosh Hashanah. So in that context, in quoting those who don't accept the practice of fasting on Rosh Hashanah, so the Rosh writes, "Va'od hevi Rabbiyah Raya meha Yerushalmi beperikama de Rosh Hashanah." Amar Rabbi Simon, "Ksiv kimigai gadol." Right, kimigai gadol. Hashalom Elohim kol milav kashem Elokeinu b'chol karein olav. Ksiv kimigai gadol. Rabbi Chananya and Rabbi Yeshua, Chadom Ezo Uma Ku Uma Zos, Sheyodas Ofya Shel Eloheha. Benoik Sheva Olam Odom Sheyesh Lodin, Lovish Shchorim, Umiskasa Shchorim, Umagadol Zakono, Ve'en Ochotek Tzipono, Fisha Enu Yodea Ech Dino Yotze, Ali Yisrael Enu Mchein. Lov Shem Levanim, we dress festively. And we don't neglect grooming, we don't neglect our appearance. How do they integrate? We do both, right? We do try to get a haircut, and we do exactly what the Yerushalmi says. Me'idach gisa, we certainly don't say halal for the reason provided by Rabbi Abo, amplified by the Rambam. So somehow or other, these two seemingly contradictory perspectives do integrate. That's one question. The other question is, how in light of the Yerushalmi does one understand? I mean, certainly, throughout our history, in retrospect, we now know that there have been many Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, where a very, very difficult Gzar Din was sealed for Klal Yisrael. So what does that mean? When the Yerushalmi seems to, not seems, the Yerushalmi does, state categorically that Oselam Nisim Mata Dinam Kavstos V'Kareh Lehem Gzar Dinam. Yerushalmi doesn't say most of the time. It says, seems to be categorical. On the Mishnah in the first paragraph about Bo Pokim Ha'olam Nido, Rosh Hashanah Kolboi Tazayin Amalalat, Rosh Hashanah Kolboi Olam Olam Lepanuk Yuvnei Maram. So in commenting on that Mishnah, the Ran discusses why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koveya Rosh Hashanah Ziyamadin. V'yesh lisho lama odom nida on Rosh Hashanah yosa mi b'sha yamin. V'teretz davazel amanu midiga asinu b'psikta b'shem avalaza v'poso dirsho Hashem b'himotso d'sanyi b'esma chamisha b'elul niva ha'olam. Ulefizeh ahod d'sanyi b'gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak presents the machlokas of Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, whether b'tishrei niva olam or b'nisan niva olam. But the Psikta says that according to Elazar was b'chafei be'elul, so he says no. So in light of that, what the Gemara means is, excuse me, hadasani b'gemara b'tishrei niva olam al gemar b'yasa kama. It means that the sixth day of Sheshes and Rebeshes was Aleph Tishrei. The Adam HaRishon Shabon Nigma HaOlam Niva B'Yom Shishi V'Hainu Be'echa B'Tishrei. Adam, when he sinned, was Nidon on Rosh Hashanah. And the Psikta says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Banecha will also be omdim b'din b'yom zeh, and we can't smach lama odim nidon b'Rosh Hashanah yosem b'Shav b'Shav yomim. Now the Maisa, in the Hemshech, so the Ran basically partially retracts. He doesn't retract this reason to leave with the Avalaza, but says we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore he gives a different explanation. But it would appear, if you take a look on the Chavzayin of Aleph, around 9 lines from the bottom, Omer B'Shom Ba'Yitzchak, K'man Matzlinan Ha'idna Zah Hayom Tchilas Ma'asach O'Zikon Le'Yom Yishan, K'man K'rab Laza Da'omer B'Tishrei Niva Ha'olam. And we say in Zichron, Zeh Yom Tchilas Ma'asecha, Zikaron Yom Rishon. This is the anniversary of Bias Olam. So Tosfos here comments at the end of the Tosfos, Kaman Matzlinan, Umashe Yisir Rav Elazar HaKalir. Begeshem Deshmini Atzeres Kav Rav Elazar D'Omer B'Tishrei Niva Olam, Ubishal Pesach Yisir Kav Yehoshua, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, De'elu Ve'elu Divlekim Chaim. The ikla meima de b'tishrei olabim machshavli baros v'lo niva ad nisan. Okay, so whatever that means, whatever olabim machshavli means by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it means to talk about time elapsing before Bias Olam, that means whatever it means. But on one level, even though we pass on the grave of Yeshua, so we also operate with the orientation that Tishrei Niva Olam. That's what emerges from this Tosfos. And that's what we say in the Seder Tefillah. Not only in Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha, but after each of the Brachos, and Malchus Zechanos and Shavuos, Hayom Haras Olam. And L'chora, the perspective that provides on the Yom HaDin is as follows, Rav Elsak. Let's try to understand this. We think of Yom HaDin that our actions are being scrutinized, and I don't know, it's if someone's put on trial for robbing a bank, so then There's a mishpat. Did he rob the bank? Didn't he rob the bank? So our actions, we're being judged whether or not we, Rachmana Litzlan, are going to be punished for averus. Or no. But really, the pshat in the din is that on the anniversary of Bias HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges whether or not existence, our existence, should continue. And that's pshat again. After we say Hayom Ya Haris Olam, Hayom Ya Amid Bar Mishpat. On the anniversary of Bias HaOlam, so the din is on existence. Okay, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that decision in light of what we do, what we don't do. So it's not that our actions are not relevant, are not, you know, the object of focus and scrutiny, but a little bit of understanding the Omik HaDin is that Hayom HaRes Olam, the Rambam has it in his Siddur also, that paragraph. Hayom HaRes Olam, Hayom Yamid Bar Mishpat. Because Hayom HaRes Olam, and Mela Hayom Yamid Bar Mishpat. Smuchim Lekach, that's, again, a little bit of what the Omek HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is. So we say in the Sana Tokef, right, U'malochim Yechafezun, Chiyalu Oda Yechazun, V'yomu Hine Yom HaDin, Lifkor Al Tzvamorim Badin, Kilo Yizku V'einacha Badin. So the Rambam in the Yud Gimel Ikorim, in the Yisod HaChamishi, he writes that Malachim are not Bali Bechira. Malachim are programmed. So what are they tittering for? They didn't do anything wrong. They can't do anything wrong. They're programmed. But if the din is whether or not the existence of any and everything is deserving, so the answer for everyone is no. What have we done to deserve existence? And even malachim, and if even the malachim tzitter. Kilo yisku v'einach avadim. V'miyala l'adah she'en kol ha'nimtso'im milavadu mitzuyim, hu levadu yi'a matzoy, v'lo yibotel hu l'bitulam. She'kol ha'nimtso'im tzrichim lo, v'hu baruch hu, ein otzarach lahem, v'lo l'achad nehem. That's what the Rav Zichron Levracha used to say, but it's he, I think he had in mind the Rishonim already say it, that's the pshat in the pasuk Olam Chesed Yibana. Olam Chesed Yibana again is not speaking to the why of the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That question can't be addressed. We can't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu outside of the world, so therefore you can't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu in terms of why there's a Briya, but it's a description that if an all-perfect, self-sufficient being creates, then clearly that's descriptively, not in terms of the why, but in terms of the what, descriptively, that's an altruistic act. Olam Chesed Yibana. The Drosh Saran writes that the world is kulo mitzius shel chesed. the same idea that the Margul of the Chumay of the Rav, the Al Zeh Ne'emer, and he quotes the Pasuk, Olam Chesed Yibana. I think that the Rambam has the idea also. So that's what it means. And in the Seder Tefillah L'chora, again, that idea which is more explicit and dramatized in the Sana Tokef, but L'chora, it could be that it's also compressed, again, into that paragraph of Hayom HaRasolam. Hayom Yamid Bar Mishpat, what comes next? Kol Yitzurei Olamim. So Kol Yitzurei Olamim sounds like more than people. If you take it at face value, and why shouldn't one take it at face value? Kol Yitzurei Olamim. Why? Because the din is on the anniversary of the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the din questions whether or not the Bria is deserving. And the answer, mitzad the Bria, not mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, but mitzad the Bria, so the answer is clearly no. We have no claim on, we have no claim on existence. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers the Torah, V'ata M'shamo Tishma V'kol Yishmatim is B'isi, V'isim Li Skula M'kol Amim Kili Kol Ha'aretz, V'atem T'yulim Amlechas Kohanim V'goy Kodosh. Eil Adva M'shatadah V'vnei Yisrael. So the Sforno and the Ramban say differently, but the Pshatim converge, that Goy Kodosh means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised B'nai Yisrael in exchange his part of the bris. A bris is something bilateral. A covenant is something which is two-sided. So ours is M'shamo HaTishma U'B'Koli. And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commitment? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commitment is that he promised us that eternity. That's what Goy Kodosh means. But in this funnel, they don't, the way they get it from the word is different, but it converges in terms of what the upshot is. The pasuk in Malachi, Aveni Hashem lo shanisi, v'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisam. Since I promised you Nitzchius, since I guaranteed you Nitzchius, and Ani Hashem lo shanisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. So therefore, if he said something, lo ven odem hu v'yisnachon, so therefore, atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisam, you'll never be destroyed. Oh, so that's Pshat Yishalmi. Yishalmi says, eizo uma k'uma hazas. The din on Rosh Hashanah is a din on existence. It's not just a din on Maisa. It's a din on existence. But that din, Knesset Yisrael knows, and that's always been true, and always will be true. Knesset Yisrael knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koreis Gzadinam, even if everything should argue, Achmanu Litzlan, that we should be destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koreis Gzadinam. It won't happen. It will never ever happen. It hasn't happened. It never ever will happen. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Matez Dinenu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osa Lam Nisim Matez Dinam Lekav Skos V'Korei Lahem Zadim. So come the Malachim, and maybe this is part of the Mechuvan. Nei Ma Ein Yisrael Omim Shir Lefanacha. Malachim understand that there's no kasha. They wouldn't expect the Umos HaOlam to be saying Shira on Rosh Hashanah. Other nations have disappeared. Other nations, we know of them from history books, but there's no vestige, no remaining vestige, no remnant. Neima in Yisrael Umim Shira. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers because we all have two elements within our identity. There's a core element of being a part of Knesset Yisrael, but then we're also Yechidim as well. Right? Kol b'nei olam olam l'fanav k'v'nei moron. So the Gemara explains, it means single file. So it means that we, on the one hand, so we're omei b'din as a part of Knesset Yisrael. But me'idav gisa, we're also omei b'din as Yechidim. Because we have both of those two elements comprise our full identity. So how does that play out halacha l'maisa? Plays out with the Yerushalmi, and it plays out with the vice of Rabbi Abel. The Rambam is of the opinion, not everyone agrees with this, although to a lesser degree, just not everyone agrees, but certainly the way the Rambam says it, not. For a given for the shofar, Hatzibur Chayom Nashma Atzkir Sasera Abrachos. But there is no inyan of tkeiros aseret habrachos for a yachid. It's a chovas tzibur. Now tkeiros aseret habrachos is the perfect, as it were, the mitzvah, the fullest way of saying Malchios Zacharos and Shofos is Imu Lefanai Malchios Kadesh Atam Nechune Alechem Lefanos Kadesh Yala Zechonechem Lefanai Ubameh B'Shofar is when you integrate the Psuke Malchios Zacharos and Shofos with Shofar. When the Psuke Malchios Zacharos and Shofos serve as a commentary on the Kol Shofar. The Kol Shofar is a non-verbal medium. The Psukim and Malchus of Hanan Shofos serve as a commentary on the Kol Shofar. It's the case that when we attach ourselves to the tzibur, again, literally by being in shul for tzkiyas aseret habrachos, but mistama on other levels as well, and accentuate that as an individual, we accentuate the belonging to the clan. But that's something which stands as a schus for us when we're nidonim as yechidim as well. The other, and with this we'll conclude. The Rambam writes, after listing the Yugi Amikarim, Rambam writes that if a person has a genuine belief in the Yugi Amikarim, so even if he's guilty of serious averus, Rachman Litzlan, he is punished for that, but yesh l'chelek olam. The Rambam lists your gimel kum. The Sefer Ikrim is masig on the Rambam and says he doesn't know why the Rambam formulated that way. He says, I would have formulated it as that there are three yikarim. And because if you look, he says, well, really, the Rambam, there are three groups within the Rambam's Yud Gimel. There's Metzias Hashem, and then there are details about what we, in quotation marks, know about Hashem. Eino guf, lo yasigum masigei guf, v'chuvu. Then there's Torah min Hashamayim. Again, that category encompasses Nevuah. Nevuah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Zos ha-Torah lo seim u'chlefes. And then the Soch of Onesh. Yimosa Mashiach, Piyasa Mesim. The fact that Hashem Baruch Hu is Yodea, Masim, and Yodim, Machshav Osim. All falls under that rubric. And then he says, v'hav raya, that these are the three. These are the three overarching categories of Emuna, is that that's what the brachas and malchus of Aron and Shofar on Rosh Hashanah correspond to. Malchios the first, Zichronos is the third, Zichronos is the Sachar of Onish, and Shofar is Torah Men HaShemayim. Alta Neglesa Va'anan Kodecha Alam Kodshach Al-Dah Ve'imam. Okay, so whatever the answer to the Ikrim's Hasagya is a very, very fundamental answer from the Chaim. But what you see from the Ikrim, and again, the answer doesn't deflect this inference. But what you see from the Ikrim, from the Sefer Ikrim, is that Rosh Hashanah, that a day of Malchios, it is a day of affirmation of Emunah. And that's why he says that it's a raya to what he's saying, that the three basic yisodos, that's what Malchus, Zephanus, and Shofos correspond to. So Rosh Hashanah is a day of affirmation of Emunah. We paskin, the Gemara has on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Machlokes Tanoim, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin with Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, Al Malchios Tlasu Dehavyan. Where do you find the fourth pasuk of Malchios in the Torah? If you say that you have 333 and then the tenth goes back and there's a pasuk from the Torah, so maybe that works for Zechronos and Shofaros. How does that work for Malchios? So the Gemara says, Enochalem, it's Machlokes Tanoim whether it works, but we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi. Amr of Huna Toshma, Shvaisa Hashem Elokeinu Echad, Malchus Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. V'yadaita Hayom Ashevosa Ela Vavecha, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od, Malchus Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Ato Hareso Ladas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Mavado, Malchus Divrei Rabbi Yossi. And that's how we paskin, of course. The Rambam quotes the three psukim, Kol posuk mei elu, malchus hu inyano, afal pi shein bo zecha malchus. Even though the word malchus doesn't appear, but the content, what's expressed, is malchus. So let's take Ato Haresa. Ato Haresa ladas ki Hashem elukim ein od milvado. So Malchios begins with this recognition of without a Kodesh Baruch Hu there's nothing, and Me'idach Gisa, Hu Eino Tzorach Lahem V'lo La'echad Mehem. when our existence, when our very existence is being nidon, not just our actions, the very existence is being nidon, that recognition is gufa, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as the Rambam says, that's what ensures Chai Olam Haba, but even Olam Haza, that recognition is again not lafuke from doing tshuva and preparing, because obviously the when one stands with chatoim, so that contradicts the malchus, that diminishes the malchus, and so none of this relieves us of the chiyuv of tshuva, but the recognition of malchus itself is that the zchus. Recognizing that our existence is a gift and is totally contingent. That gufa is the schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us on Rosh Hashanah for the din. So I go to your sales soon.